Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Every time I hear people talking about years past and all that, it's just a bunch of crap. It's the same, you know, I was talking with Steve Sefkis from the Sun Sentinel about this. The people that talk about Tua's height and arm strength, you're full of shit. Okay? You're full of shit. All you're doing is piling on because he hasn't played well right now and he's injured. That's it. He's not failing at the moment because his arm strength or his height. Because there's plenty of examples of guys that didn't have an arm, the aforementioned Fran Tarkenton, or Bob Greasy, or Drew Brees, or Chad Pennington. We could talk about several guys over the history of the NFL, Joe Montana, and Tua's arm is as good as those guys, or maybe even better than some of those guys, and yet some of them are even in the Hall of Fame. So, full of crap. And then the height thing, well, Drew Brees wasn't tall. Russell Wilson isn't tall, right? So don't give me this tall shit either. But this is the cheesy thing that people do. Because all of a sudden, he's not playing well, and he's not, right now in your eyes, he's not the answer, when it's really the supporting cast around him sucks. And I'm sorry, he's not built like 6'5". I get it. He doesn't have Cam Newton's body, so he can't be your punching bag. So you've got to protect him. But that's where the coach in the front office failed. They put too many young guys in front of him. That's not Tua's fault. That's their fault. But because things aren't going well, you lazily throw in the height and the arm strength when that has nothing to do with what's going on. What it has to do everything with is that there is no supporting cast. There isn't an offensive line that will block. There isn't a dominant running game. And there aren't dominant receivers either. You got good receivers, but you don't have dominant receivers. There is no Mike Evans on this team. Oh, and by the way, there isn't a genius offensive line coach. There isn't a genius offensive coordinators. They're both also unproven. That's what you've given Tua. Unproven people, unproven players, and that's how you expect it to succeed. Come on, man. Come on. So it's weak-ass piling on Tua. You want to talk about his injury history? I got no problem with that. I got no argument. Don't give me this crap. Oh, his arm isn't strong enough. Oh, he isn't tall enough. When there are several examples of guys that have the same or lesser arm or the same height or lesser height, and they're surviving in the NFL. You could survive in the NFL. What he can't survive in the NFL is if he doesn't have a line to block for him. If he doesn't have a running back that can put some fear into them. If he doesn't have a great offensive coordinator that knows how to maximize the offense and knows how to put people in position on a consistent basis to succeed. That helps. When you don't have a great offensive line coach that's not used to developing great offensive lines, that's a problem too. It's a compounding problem around the quarterback. It's not as simple as, oh, he's too short and his arm isn't strong. Come on, man. Just doesn't make any sense.